Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Little Pony Talk. I'm your host, Pandora Rose. This is my guest co-host,
Cara Red Roses. Hello, hello, Ponyland. Welcome to My Little Pony Talk.
Oh, wait, I almost forgot. It's also Friday, August 29th.
That's right, 2010. And I noticed we had a different theme tonight.
Yes, we did. And that was in honor of our normal co-host.
I don't know. Normal is a relative word. Do you really want to call her normal?
This is true. This is true. But, you know, we have to say one thing to her.
We have to be nice to her today.
Right. Are you ready to say what that thing is we have to say to her?
Yes, go ahead.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, little alley cat. Happy birthday. Day to you. And many pony hugs. Woo! She's just finishing up her birthday cake. And that mountain of ice cream she scooped to go on top of it.
And she's probably in shock.
Hello.
Or cursing us out right about now. Did you happen to hear that?
Little old cat, don't hear anything anymore.
She's got one of those horns in her ear. Hey, what'd you say? Young whippersnapper, you better speak up.
I heard the singing, and that's all I heard, so I'm going to have to play it back to find out what other derogatory comments I missed.
Oh, don't worry. Even the hard of hearing would have caught that theme. She played it loud enough so you could hear it without a radio.
Yes.
Oh, I caught
because
the singing.
Got
a nice vibrato going on there, Pony Genie.
I played an extra special theme song just for you tonight, and you missed it.
Oh, no. Did you play my Sea Pony song?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, come on, you know I don't listen to our show.
Aw, oh, come on, you're the biggest fan. No, wait, that's my job. I'm the biggest fan. Anyway, I wasn't going to be late on your birthday, but you're entitled to.
I'm doing my entire birthday dinner live on the show. What are you talking about?
Awesome.
So what else
pass,
is new?
Pass a piece of cake this way. I want a slice with lots of icing on it. I want
me
a rose.
Well, Tomcat managed to surprise me and come home for my birthday. We were not expecting him this weekend. And so him showing up meant that I needed to actually, you know, cook. So I had to work on my spaghetti that was my birthday dinner to myself, was, of course, my good old spaghetti. And so we're eating late because he just rolled into town not that long ago. Go figure. And then we're going to have birthday cake, and I went and got myself an ice cream cake for my birthday.
Yay! My favorite. Chocolate, vanilla, lots of cookie crunch inside. Did you get a cookie puss from Carvel?
I got me a Carvel, you know it. There's a
little
cake out there.
Fudgy the Whale.
Oh, I know. Fudgy the Whale was so awesome. They didn't have
Fudgy
the Whale.
Wasn't Fudgy the best?
Fudgy the Whale is, I remember when I was a kid, absolutely adored Fudgy the Whale. Love that commercial just for that.
You grew up in Jersey, right? You remember those old commercials with Tom Carvel's voice? Yeah, that's the gravelly voice. He wasn't like the smooth broadcaster type of guy. He was just like some guy from Brooklyn. Hey, this is Tom Carvel. We bring you the best ice cream cakes around. And we got a diet product, Thinny Thin, and Fudgy the Whale, and Cookie Puss. They were like the best low-budget commercials ever. You can check them out on YouTube.
Oh, I definitely have to do that then. That's great. Now, we don't have a Carvel shop around here, but I guess Carvel delivers to, you know, like some of the supermarkets or whatever. Man,
yeah,
I
since they went corporate, you know,
they
got this distribution
shop. What the heck?
Exactly. They used to be little privately owned little franchise dealies. And now it's like this like huge mega conglomeration.
Yeah,
Carvel.com.
I was shocked to see that it was in the grocery store. Happy and dismayed at the same time. You know what I mean?
I had a Carvel T-shirt. I had the old-school Carvel logo. It looked like a police shield with a pink stripe, a yellow stripe, like a cyan stripe. Remember that? On a white shirt?
Yes.
When I was a kid, and I used to wear that thing like crazy and get ice cream stains on it. And I miss that shirt. I wish I still had it. It was cool.
And in
but
case
yeah,
people
if you go
listening
on...
wonder, we're allowed to talk about ice cream cake.
Yeah, this is the ice cream hour, man.
All right, there are exceptions. It's my birthday, and we can talk about ice cream cake.
That's right. You pick any topic you want, and we have to talk about it because, well,
all
you
right.
are a birthday girl. See,
right,
I said
well,
girl, birthday okay. girl, not birthday broad or woman or anything.
Oh,
birthday
God.
Girl today.
I was totally cool with the 30s. I'm not appreciating the whole 40 thing.
Wow, you're brave to actually give your age.
Oh, yeah. I'm 40 years old. I'm like, seriously, that sounds so much older than saying 39. It really does.
Yeah, you know, people, you're still not at middle age because I think the national life expectancy for a woman is like, what, 82, 83 years old? You're not at the midway point yet.
Yeah, and I'm hoping to, like, increase that so that, like, as the years go by, I'm still never quite middle age.
Exactly. They'll just keep finding ways to make us live longer and longer and longer. We'll all be bicentennial, man.
Yeah, right on.
Don't you love the future?
Well, you know, not that long ago, 20 years ago, 30 really was like middle age, you know? I mean, that's, you know, people just didn't look as good at 40 as we do now.
I was looking at pictures of old people when they were young and they still have like those old-fashioned hairdos. The ones that they wear today, but back when they were young and had dark hair or blonde hair or whatever it was before they went gray, you can kind of see the old person in the new in the young person's face. It's kind of interesting, really.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, it's definitely cool. You know what I like to do when I see old people? I like to squint my eyes and kind of see the young person in there. And you could sit there and like make the wrinkles go away and see what they looked like when they were younger and be like, wow, she was really pretty, or wow, age did him no good, or. No, he's better older. Have you done that trick? It's so fun.
Me too. I do. I look at older people and I try to picture what they look like at 25, you know?
Totally squinting your eyes and just looking through your eyelashes is like the best way to get that view.
And then the old person wonders what you're on, that you're looking at them like that.
Right? Either that or they know. I mean, how old are you going to feel when you're old, like old, and you're looking around and you see people squinting at you all the time? You're going to know. They're trying to see what I looked like when I was young. Oh, my God, I'm really old.
You know what it is, guys? I think we discovered the fountain of youth, and it's to get back on topic, it's the toys. It's the youthful energy that comes with collecting toys. Part of it will keep a part of you young forever, just being able to enjoy and collect and, you know, think about unicorns and rainbows from time to time.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, I like it. I want to stay the age I am forever.
Yeah, no, I'm perfectly good with not aging anymore. I'm good. I agree.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, never stop growing and learning and experiencing life. But you just, you don't have to be an old person if you don't want to.
I'm not old.
Does that mean I can admit, I can say I'm not turning 30 next month?
But, yeah, I want to extend to you a very special birthday wish and some birthday genie magic, if there's
Please,
anything on
birthday
your,
genie
your,
magic. I went looking
on your grail list that you, go ahead.
Yeah, I was looking. I was looking for, like, some special pony joy to get for myself over the last week, and nothing on my big wish list had shown up. I was heartbroken.
Well, you know how that birthday joy happens. It very seldom happens before your birthday. It usually happens within 7 to 10 days after your birthday, after all the excitement has gone away and all the cards stop coming in and the party's over. You left there. Maybe you got a little birthday cash in your pocket, maybe. And that's how birthday joy is. It always catches the late train.
Or first-class mail, which can take 7 to 10 business days to arrive.
Hey guys,
that's totally a coincidence.
Yeah, completely coincidental.
All good things to those who wait, you know.
I'm hoping I find something, because I really want to get myself a birthday pony.
Maybe Chief was your present, you know, Chief winning the Big Brother Battle Royale last night in an epic defeat over Sunburst, 42-37.
You know what? It's about time the U.S. boys got themselves some love, because they always are getting looked down upon compared to them U.K. boys.
Oh, is that how you were looking at this? It was like
a,
the Olympics for you, like Team USA versus the U.K.?
This is a Mountain Boy Big Brother battle as much as just a battle amongst themselves.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're not alone. Some people did look at it like that. I mean, there was no chance of USA, USA on the boards, but, you know, I did see some pony, 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 oi, 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 definitely leaning toward the UK side of things. They wanted the golden boy to win, and he did good. He fought hard, and, you know, I got to hand it to Chief, though. He was a better fighter. He even got knocked out early on, but he was voted back.
Came back.
Advanced
that court. Was awesome.
Came back.
That amazing, what do you call it? Help me out here.
I wanted to do like a little biopic on him, like they do on the Olympics, you know, where they play the music and they interview his mother and they talk about him as an early age and, you know, they follow his career, all his high and low points, bringing you up to that moment where he's in the competition of his life.
But even you have to sleep sometimes. So.
Even I have to sleep sometimes, so, you know. Didn't happen. If we do Pony Olympics, then maybe we can work on that. If I start writing now, I should have it ready by next summer.
Yeah, there's not enough time in the day for you to do all the amazing, cool ideas that you always seem to be coming up with.
Oh, yeah.
I'm shocked. I don't know how the heck you do as much as you do.
I think my day has more hours in it than the average person.
Go ahead.
On an average day, like an average Friday, you know, I get like 17 things done before breakfast on the pony boards. And then I still manage to get stuff done during when I'm supposed to be working. Oh, well, I didn't say that.
No.
I work all day very, very hard at what I do. I'm dedicated to my job and career. And then when I get home, instead of sleeping, I just work more at the pony boards. And, well, what can I say? Yeah, it's good to keep busy.
No kidding. I got to make myself busier. But I'm just a little lazy. I admit that I'm just a little lazy.
Oh, you're not lazy. I've seen your house. You must be like a white tornado when you're home alone. Whoosh, 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 whoosh.
Okay, I'm not, like, lazy. But
gleam, 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 gleam.
Between you and Jewel and your crazy schedules and the amount of stuff you give back to the community all the time make me feel like I just don't do enough.
Oh, Miss Jewel makes me feel like a layabout. All she gets done planning these huge pony block parties, putting together art and games and all this stuff. She's incredible. I wish
and
I had
considering
just, like,
what
a
she
tenth
does
of
in her in her regular day, like outside of the pony verse. It's like, wow, you know?
And, yeah, to be, you know, full-time this, full-time that student. Well, you know, energy, Joule. Joule is a measurement of energy, is it not? I'm trying to remember my high school physics. Yeah, Joule is a measure.
Yes.
Well, there you go. See, it's all in the naming. She was named very well.
There you
Her
go.
Name may as well be Fireball.
Well,
what did
that said, I am dishing up the yummy spaghetti now. So we may have moments of silence from my end, which,
moments
you
of
know,
intense
while I,
munching.
While I eat, which I'm sure you will not be too upset, because we haven't heard from our Pony Genie in quite a while.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Pony Genie's keeping very busy. Otherwise.
Pony Genie, how have you been? We've missed you.
Top secret plans. Can't talk about it. I'd tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Oh, no, that's my line, I thought. That was my house.
Well, then, what have you gotten this week, these last few weeks? Other than... Wait. Hold on. There's someone trying to come through on the line.
Really?
Should I let them on?
No. Do you know who it is?
My mother? I'm good.
I have no... It's a 212 area code.
I have no freaking idea. You're all on name bases on my phone. I don't recognize numbers anymore.
What are the last four digits?
0300.
They're probably like, geez, lady, just let me on. You know, well, if it's obscene, we'll just hurry up and put them on mute.
All right. I know who it is.
Okay. Well, then we can blame it all on you.
Yeah. All right. Let me know when they're on the air.
You guys actually want me to let them on?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Okay. Hello,
are
you're
they on?
Well, Pony Talk.
Pony Talk, you are on the air.
Can I have a brown bonnet, please?
How about a brown pony?
About a brown pony.
There is a brown pony. You can have a brown pony if you feel like shelling out about $60 right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in chocolate syrup.
Okay,
yeah,
now it's time for the mute button.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy Pony Talk tonight.
Oh?
That's my coworkers. That's my boss.
You actually let them in on the
if
pony
I didn't,
show?
I remember it's kind of important. I didn't think they would really call in.
Oh
wow,
so you actually have guys that work at the flower shop that don't have high-pitched octaves in their voice? Or you might, and then that one's listening to me going, oh, I'm so calling in and killing her.
Oh, plenty. But I'll explain after the show. I told you I took a second job. This is my second job.
Okay.
Calling in.
All right. Well,
I told them about
it. Floral friends.
Oh, no, the floral friends are out clubbing right now. Are you kidding? Friday night, they're putting on their makeup.
Oh, see, that was that's what I was expecting.
They got better things to do than listen to a pony radio show. But these guys, they're in a store, and they got nothing better to do than to sit around and listen to Pony Talk with care.
There we go.
So many ways
to waste time at work, you know?
Hey, go back to your ice cream cake.
Hey, I'm not at ice cream yet. I'm just now dishing up spaghetti.
Well,
so
no,
we're still
having the entire dinner live on the air. You get to share my birthday with me.
Woo!
Yeah, that was completely planned.
How about this? What has everyone gotten this last few weeks?
Oh, gosh, where to start? Well, you know I collect the My Little Pony comics, right, from the UK?
Oh, yeah.
I managed to find a nice collection of those going up for sale, and I was able to upgrade 17 issues that I had that were raggy. So now I've got them in nice, shiny, glossy covers. That's the thing. When people list these books, they don't tell you about conditions. They just, you know, throw them in a box and forget about them. They're not like comic book collectors like I am. So I know about this stuff. And I was so delighted to get these books. I paid. They're in very fine condition, which is like right under near mint. You know, a couple of marks, you know, here and there. But otherwise, shiny, glossy covers, nice, tight seams on the staples. And nothing colored in, you know, no pages ripped out, no coupon clips, and they're in great shape. So I paid like what you'd pay for like a bait, like a good, you know, price, paid, and I got like near mint, well, just under near mint. We'll call it Very Fine Comics. We have a grade called Very Fine.
That's awesome.
That was my biggest brag. So I plan on scanning those and putting them up on my website.
You know, that's kind of like, Sometimes get lucky. You know how I got lucky with original production work? That guy just thought that stuff was going to go for more, and I valued that more, you know, him being in the business and everything. And so when I got lucky and we thought, you know, we could, like, offer him the same for his other stuff, he's like, no, only one lucky person per year, I guess. That was rather sad, but at the same time, I was happy to have gotten them at a better price.
You got me craving ice cream. Little alley cat, I got to dig into this pint of Haagen-Dazs. I can eat quietly, though.
I'll probably make ice cream in a little while.
Ice cream for everybody!
I also
got a cupcake. It's a birthday party.
I, like, did it backwards. You know, you're supposed to have cake with ice cream on top? I'm going to have, like, an ice cream cake with a cupcake on top.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I plan to gain about 5 pounds just tonight.
Why not? Live a little bit.
So, Alley Cat, did you get anything this last few weeks?
Jewel hand-delivered my fair pony to me.
Ooh.
And we did the documentary interview, and I have to apologize now that I completely butchered it when I talked about doing pony talk. Because I was like, she was asking about social stuff, and I was like, oh, yeah, and I don't know if I said co-host or host the My Little Pony Talk show on the web, and then I was like, oh, but it's Pandora Rose's show, and oh, and, you know, then we're talking, like, wait, Karen Rose's, and I'm like, and then she's going to hate me because I'm going to say car, and then I was like, oh, man.
Oh, what's
your name?
Well,
if she actually has that part in the documentary, I apologize wholeheartedly for butchering that. I mean, I was great with every other question. I was like my usual talky, chatty, bubbly self. But for some reason, which is weird, I can talk perfectly fine on the show. But then when it came time to talk about the show with a camera on me, I flubbed it.
Well, I guess we can, like, X-may the TV commercial spot in that case.
We'll see what happens. Hey, maybe I'm being hard on myself. Maybe it won't be that bad. Maybe Jewel has magical editing powers that will make it look good.
There you go.
So I want this movie to have a theatrical release. When they get done with it, I totally want.
They are,
like,
but
I hope they arrange for a screening. I'll travel. I'll go down to Maryland. I'll go wherever they're having it just so I can see it.
They,
I don't even care if I need it.
They have big plans. And we all get to be a part of it, so it'll be fun.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've been hearing about this story for a long time. I've been watching them tape for it. I've heard things, and I'm real, real excited about it. It's going to be a movie about My Little Pony collectors.
Well, you'll be in there, too, just because they were doing the stuff at the pony meet, the Maryland pony meet as well.
Yeah, I know. When I was down in Kentucky, they interviewed me for it again in Kentucky, and, you know,
did they get
following
Panda?
Me. I don't know.
Panda.
They get you,
did
Panda?
Did you get interviewed?
She never even asked me.
Oh, man. Did she get Jenny?
I think so.
Oopsie. Well, hopefully we all mentioned you. And
I think you're
going to
be in it, Panda, because they were all over at Kentucky, taping everybody, taping the crowd. I'm pretty sure you're probably going to make it. Because you were there at the panels, you were sitting there for the contests, you were there for the raffle. and the judging with the custom contests and all that. So, yeah, you're probably in.
Probably.
This ice cream is good.
I did get something, and I've been waiting for over a week to open it.
Okay.
Oh, are you going to open something?
You're going to open presents on my birthday?
Well, somebody's got to.
We can share the experience.
Let her pull the ribbon.
Okay, let me pull the ribbon.
Are you ready? Here we go.
It's open.
Thanks.
It's open.
Nice. Yeah, I got this last week, and then we decided not to do a show last week, and I was like, we want to wait a week to open it?
Hey, are we going to talk about pony topic tonight? Are we going to a country? Because I got the page pulled up.
Yes, we will be going back to Argentina yet again for the fifth time, I do believe it is.
Okay. Just checking so I can cue that up while you open your package.
Hey, guys. I'm going to put you on mute while I eat, and then I will occasionally unmute you to interject. But
very good.
Thanks.
Opening a package, she's opening a package. What could be inside the package she's got? I hear ooing and aahing. I hear breathlessness.
Ooh, she does look cute this year.
Are we going to play Guess That Pony, or are you going to tell us what it is?
I ordered, and of course, you know, I didn't get Hasbro's bubble wrap this year. I got Hasbro's paper rolled up into a ball. So no Hasbro paper rolled up into a ball.
Let me guess. This came from Hasbro Toy Shop.
Yes, it is the 2010 My Little Pony Comic-Con pony.
Oh, you got her. This is a pony that was exclusive to the San Diego Comic-Con.
Yep.
But then I guess they had leftovers, so they started selling them on the Hasbro site. So you don't actually have to go all the way to California to get yourself one.
Well,
you got
actually,
her.
I think every year they make extras of everything they're doing at Comic-Con for the people who can't make it to Comic-Con because they actually have that one specific set on the website for Comic-Con items.
Well, they are a business.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they realized there was profit to be made by selling it.
Oh, yeah, because everyone can't make it to the Comic-Con out in San Diego. So what's the next best thing? Offer it up on HasbroToyShop.com.
Here's the thing about that, right? Comic-Con didn't used to sell out. Now it sells out. They have to stop selling tickets because there's too many people that want to go. I'm wondering if they found a way to, you know, make the tickets unlimited, say, get a larger venue, maybe, then I wonder if Hasbro would still be allowed to sell ponies on their site, or would the Comic-Con people say, it's taking people away who would be paying for a ticket for this con because they want these exclusive G.I. Joes, exclusive Transformers, exclusive ponies, Lilith's Pet Shop, exclusive comics, too.
I don't think they'll actually ever stop it because, you know, there are people that can't, unfortunately, make the Comic-Con, but they still buy things from the Comic-Con. Because even, I think, the people who actually run the Comic-Con have their own exclusive things they sell. I think they actually got a website for their stuff, too.
The appeal of being able to go to the con, I mean, not only just to go see a con, but to be able to get access to exclusive items, that's a draw. And if I was running the con, I would be thinking, well, you know, you shouldn't be selling these exclusives elsewhere because we want people to be able to get to the show. But at the moment, their hands are tied because they're turning people away. Hasbro's got muscle, too, so I wouldn't be surprised if Hasbro said, hey, man, well, you want these exclusive toys at your con, here's the deal. You got to let us sell some on our site. And they probably say, oh, okay. But maybe there's something against third parties selling them. And I don't mean, you know, Joe Blow on eBay. I'm talking about, like, Entertainment Earth or Bill's Toy Shop, Big Bad Toy Shop. They don't have access to these ponies, right? You can't buy them anywhere but the Hasbro Toy Shop or at the con. Am I right?
Right. You're right. So, but, yeah, I mean, come on. Hasbro didn't start doing this till like, a few years ago, actually doing the exclusives for them. So, you know, they probably told them, hey, look, you know what? We've got collectors who just can't make it to these things. You know, we want to make sure that they're getting these collector items as well.
Boy, you give them a lot of credit. To me, I always think that these people are just seeing the dollar signs rather than seeing big hearts beating happily with rainbows flying out of them for collectors. If they really cared what us collectors want, they'd stop with these new design ponies with the giant heads. Yes, I said it, okay? I hate the new ponies.
Yeah, definitely. I hate to tell you, Panda, it's totally capitalism. Hasbro can that's behind whether or not the collectors have access. All they care about is the dollar.
They the almighty dollar or yen or whatever they like.
It made me
feel
better.
They're made in China. They're into yen. They're into any kind of currency as long as you want to pay it. Now, what's the deal if you live in Europe? Can you buy from Hasbro Toy Shop? Years, I didn't think they got that together because I remember people from the UK asking me, hey, can you hook me up with this or that? Are they finally shipping to the UK now? Anybody know? Well, we all live in the U.S., so I guess we wouldn't know. That's interesting. If anyone in Europe is listening right now, have a good evening. You're up late. Let us know via email, mylittleponytalk@gmail.com, whether you're able to buy ponies overseas from the HasbroToyShop.com. We should be doing commercials for them. They should be paying us to plug their site.
Yeah, no kidding.
But anyway, now you've got your hands on a really pretty pony. She's white, right? And she's got, like, graffiti all over her, like a spray-painted, like, design, like some, you know, graffiti artist went at her.
Yeah, and her hair is just, like, really nice magenta.
Mm-hmm.
From the looks of it in her box. I probably won't ever take her out of her box. I mean, I like these boxes. These are the... Yeah, you're staying in there. I don't care how hard you cry. You're happy about staying in the box.
I do like the collector boxes. They're a nice size. They're about, 11 inches square and maybe about 3 inches deep with a picture window on it so you can see, you know, the pony. And they look real nice. They display real good. You need a kind of a tall shelf to fit them on. Which is a problem for collectors in New York because we have so little space. But anyway, they look great in the box. I do have some of my older ones still in the box, but the Comic-Con ones I always break out. Oh, that reminds me. There's an event tomorrow, and I'm actually taking the Comic-Con pony out with me in public.
Ooh.
They're doing a... in Union Square Park, you wouldn't know where that is. But anyway, there's a park here, and they're having a public comic book thing. Everybody come to Union Square Park with a comic book and read a comic book in public, and they're trying to get as many people as possible to sit and read comics in public. So I'm bringing an issue of Pony Comic, and I'm bringing My Little Pony with me for it. And we'll photograph it for posterity, and I'll post it on the pony board.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds too pony cute.
Am I to understand that you say you open up your Comic-Con ponies? They come in the... Or are you just talking about the older ones before they start putting them in the collector's boxes?
I opened up Two-Face. That came in a collector's box. I opened up Superhero Punch. That came in a white box with tape on it. And what's the other one? Is it the Villain. The Villain. That came in the same white box. Yeah, I opened that up. This bag inside.
Cape. What cape?
Not cape. I said
cape.
The one that's the Villain.
You said superhero. I thought you said a cape. I thought, oh, my gosh, did you get a special exclusive I didn't get?
No, there's no cape. The orange one, that came in the white box, and then there was the black one.
Two-Face all came in the plain white box in a baggie.
No, Two-Face came in a display box.
Yeah, Two-Face was last year's.
Right, Two-Face was last year. I opened that one up. I didn't keep the box. In fact, I used it to send somebody a gift in. Two-Face is cool. She's like mint green on one side, and it says, I'll save the day. And the other side is purple and fiery, and it's got this weird white-on-white eye. And it says, I'll rule the world. Grrr. And there's like flames going up the side.
Cool,
I think I'll bring her.
They put the window on both sides so you could see her on both sides.
Yeah, well, you have to. It's really, it's a two-faced pony. She's all goody-goody on one side and all moo-ho-ho-ho on the other. Yeah, I'm bringing her out right now. She's coming with me to Comic Book Day. Think of it as like a public Comic Con without the dealer table and the special guests and the admission. So that ought to be fun.
And exclusive items. Just get
that. That's in the afternoon, and then after that, a bunch of us New York collectors are going to get together and go up on the Brooklyn Bridge and, you know, do pony things. It should be a good day.
Well, sounds like more fun than what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Oh, you don't have to work tomorrow, do you?
Yeah, I got to work tomorrow.
Oh, man. That's the worst. See, I work Saturdays, but I set my own hours. So I only take on as much as I can do, you know, a little event here and there.
Well, yeah, it's mandatory Saturdays, so that means everyone's got to be at work.
Well, mandatory is mandatory. At least they're not picking on you. Everybody's got to come. So where did we leave off? So I get the right page up here. I see Brillitos. I see the wedding pony. Which page do I go to here?
I've got to
do a little homework.
The ponies. Twice as fancy.
Okay, I'll just have that on in the background, so let me look here and see what we're looking at. Okay, very cool. So, yay, you're going to leave her in the box, huh? You're not going to take her out.
No, she's going to stay in the box along with everyone else.
Along with everyone else. Okay, well, if you have a uniformity going on in your collection, I suppose that's the right thing to do. Some people buy two, you know, when there's like a special pony release, they buy one to open, and then they buy one just to keep, you know, in the box to display it.
Well, I'm still trying to recover from pony debt from the
Oy,
fair.
Pony debt. You know what you should do? You know, you should get a product going, because, you know, if you can sell product at these fairs and things, it defers the what you lay in out to spend on your collection. You know, you make a little money back on selling handicrafts. Don't you like sew or something? I thought you did like, what did you think? Don't you do like cross stitch? No, you make coasters.
Yeah, I know. I was supposed to do those for the fair this year, but with work and everything, I just never got the time to actually sit down and actually make up some.
Oh. Well, you must have a slow time at some time to do it. Maybe when next time you make some for friends or swaps or whatever, you know, make a couple extra and just put them on the side. And when you get yourself a nice little stash, then you bring that with you to the next gathering.
I think I might do that. But, I mean, there is really no downtime between the convention and last week, Saturday. Last week, Saturday, was my first Saturday off in a month.
Wow.
Because the first Saturday this month, I ended up having to work that Saturday because that Monday, which was the first day of the month for us, we had a power outage when I walked into work, so we had to make up that time.
I hear you. Well, you got to do what you got to do, I suppose. But, you know, you always got to make a little time for fun. Like, you know, I like to do the customs, and to me that's fun, you know. I don't try to look at it like work. You know, I fit it in when I can do it. Sometimes I'm in the mood. Sometimes I'm inspired, and I'll knock out three gals in one day. And other times it could take me weeks to finish a pony. But anyway, enough about me.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start maybe probably within the next few weeks to actually sit down and actually start working on them.
Cool. Yeah, I think they're very, very pretty.
Yeah, you haven't even seen my actual idea yet, but hey.
I haven't seen your new idea. I've seen the stuff that you made for swaps. It looks real nice. I think you got a unique product there.
Oh, thanks. But yes, back to the ponies at hand.
end the fiesta. How appropriate that we're doing fiesta ponies as we're having a birthday party on the show tonight.
Woohoo!
I wish I had my little blower horn, you know, with a little paper thing that unrolls. By the time I find it, the show will be over. It's packed away in a box under the bed with all my other party supplies.
I can't find mine.
I got the My Little Pony blowers. You remember, like, the G1 line? They had the paper tablecloth and the plates with glory on them, and they have little blowers, and I think they have glory on them, too. Or maybe it's Moon Dancer or Applejack.
Ooh.
One of those. One of those early ponies, like, year two. And they're cool.
This Moon Dancer, I know I want one of those. You have more than one. After all,
you can never have too many.
So, well, let's go ahead and start.
All right.
Ellie's set to eat.
On to Argentina. Here we go. Fiesta ponies with twice as fancy designs. They got double your pleasure, double the symbols, double the fun.
It's double fancy. And oh, God, that just didn't work, did it?
And it looks like there's four girls in the set.
Four girls, and starting from the top, we're going to start off with Miss Sweetberry.
Aw, she's gorgeous. So I really like I like Argentina Sweetberry. She looks so much different from her normal version. I'm not used to seeing her look like this. This is very exotic.
Oh, yes. According to the site, she is white with light blue hair, and the symbol that covers her body is tomatoes on the vine.
Well, maybe Argentina doesn't have berries, so they went for something as close as possible, and, well, tomatoes are round and red, and, well, they look like they fit the bill. So they covered her back with viney little red, I don't know, they look like salad tomatoes, don't they? Those ones that come on the little stringy vine.
Oh, yeah. You know, this would be the perfect pony for my mother, seeing as how she grows tomatoes.
She grows those tomatoes in her garden, like epic tomatoes. Yeah, that would be a good one. Okay, put that on Mom's wish list. There's an excuse to buy yourself a Nirvana collectible pony and blame it on Mom.
There you go. Because, yes, she does have dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of tomato plants.
Boy, I want to be the fly on the wall when you shell out for that and bring it home and say, hey, Mom, look what I got in your honor. All the way from Argentina, I want to see that expression.
Yeah, that'll probably be along the lines of the same expression she gave me when she pulled up and I'm standing next to a big white box.
Oh, yeah, the epic big white box from Kentucky.
Yeah, that was kind of a, what the heck did you do this year look?
You
face.
Did what? You entered a raffle for that? What were you thinking? That's huge. We have to build an addition on the house to accommodate that pony. That's it. No more ponies for you. You're done. Does that sound anything like what happened? Or did she just shake her head and say, oh, dear, you always did have such imagination. Is she patronizing about it?
No, she just kind of shook her head and just kind of asked, now, where is this thing going to go?
Well, this one's only about 4 inches tall. It's not going to come in a big white box. It'll come in a little tiny white or brown box or an envelope. And it's really cute. And look how nice she is. She's got this icy blue hair. She's in Parasol's pose, in the chai pretty pose with the head turned. And it's really nice. I do like this.
I like
it. I got to hand it to the Argentina designers. They come up with their own good stuff.
Oh, yes, definitely. And speaking of good stuff, she's sharing her hair with someone, it looks like.
Firefly?
No. She's up next.
Looks like they kind of went to the same hairstylist.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Hello.
I'm trying to figure out where Panda's going with this Sweetberry hairstyle thing. What does it remind you of?
Just talk about Sweetberry?
We're talking about our Argentina Sweetberry.
All right, so we just talked about the white one with the blue hair?
Yeah, the white one with the blue hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Well.
Love Melody.
Oh, yes. Look at that. Same hair color.
It's like exactly the same and the one that I prefer. Her symbol placement and everything else is very similar to Sweetberry.
Okay.
Okay, so second up in the Fiesta Ponies, we have Argentina Love Melody. Love Melody.
Very
with,
pretty.
With yellow with aqua hair. And the symbol covers her body is made up of pink hearts and purple ribbons.
Love.
I like
pony.
That. Yeah, it's really cool. Well, I love yellow ponies. I think the aqua hair contrasts the yellow body really nicely.
Okay.
I much prefer it over the pink and purple U.S. version. This is a lot more special.
You guys got to go look at Kit Kat's one. She has one that is in such gorgeous mint condition. It's so drool worthy. It's just I saw the picture of that, of Kit Kat's, and that was it. I was like, okay, now I have to get that pony.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Kit Kat, because you saw the picture, I saw the pony. I was there. I held that pony, I wanted
Kit
to
Kat.
Hold it. I know I looked at it. I must have touched it. I must have picked it up, because it's yellow and it's so pretty. But, yeah, gorgeous. And I fell in love, too. Love at first sight. Love Melody.
Yep. That's definitely one of those ponies that happens to you with. She's on my short list.
Yeah, so her and Sweetberry could be sisters. They got similar hair color. They're in the same pose, and they both got, you know, connected
things all over
their back.
Well, they could be triplets almost. The next pony also looks like they're all related, you know, the way they... It's different how they chose to interpret this set of ponies compared to the U.S., who changed their styles, the molds, you know, unicorn or...
Right, different poses
stuff like
and
that.
Everything.
But these guys, and even symbol placement, if you look at this, it's the symbol placement is so similar.
Oh, yes. Of course, we are talking about Miss Sweet Tooth.
Who else but Sweet Tooth?
Oh, of course. And it
says
who
else
there
is,
are two versions. There is a blue earth pony with red hair. Body is covered with pink lollipops and blue sticks, but another version is green with pink hair and the same color pink lollipops and blue sticks.
I like this green version. I'm looking at a picture of the green version. Are you?
Are we talking about Sweet Tooth?
Sweet Tooth.
I don't know. She don't do it for me. She's got that funky green that doesn't work for me too well.
I don't think it's Tootsie's green. I think it's a slightly different shade of green. It's not that regular Argentina green, is it? Maybe it's the photo, but, you know, to me
it
she looks kind
photo.
Of like a mint, like a deep mint. Maybe like a dull kind of mint color. It's not that bad.
Did you check Kit Kat's site?
No, but I will. Let me open up a new tab here.
Does she look the same color?
Let me check the old photo gallery.
We are checking our...
I love it. Has Kit Kat's site become like our like backup, you know, gallery site?
Her pictures are so awesome, and she has such a substantial Nirvana collection that it just became the go-to. And it's so easy because we don't have to jump around to five different sites, you know, for all the different expertise just to see a picture. I love
you
that.
Know what?
You can just go to Kit Kat's site.
I'm not seeing that pony.
Well, so much for what I was just talking about. Oh, well.
No, let me just look. I think this picture is all rainbows. Yeah, it's not there. That's all rainbow ponies. No, she don't have it. She has the Love Melody on her page, but she doesn't have that one. That's
well,
all right.
I can't imagine it would be terribly long before she would get it.
No, probably not long before she gets it. I think she's going totally for Argentina completion, even though she doesn't know it yet. There is a girl on the trading post. Maybe she's on the arena, too. Her name is, Riss Celeste, or something like that. She's got like a full Argentina collection. She posted pictures of it, and they're all in nice shape too. I should check her site out if she even has a site. Okay, now pony number four. I can't even make out what color it's supposed to be. That is such a bad photo.
Yeah, it says it's up and away. It was supposed to be a purple and / pink pony.
Wow, looks like Skippity Doo.
That color looks more greenish to me.
Okay, so it's not my eyes. I don't need glasses.
No, you might need glasses, but not for that.
No, wait. I think Blue Earth Pony with red hair, that's Sweet Tooth in her blue form.
Oh, okay, got it. So they don't have a picture of Up. They just put the variant of Sweet Tooth next to Up. Okay, got it. It's like, yeah, where's the balloons? I'm not seeing the balloons. Okay.
Yeah,
Up and Away has balloon symbols, and Sweet Tooth has got the lollies.
Ah,
yeah,
so we have a sight malfunction is what we've got going on.
Yes,
here.
We have a sight malfunction. I demand they give me the email. I'm going to correct this problem because we're trying to do
go
a show
after.
Here. I'm going after them. I'm doing it right now. I'm sending an email. I am sending a heated email. Please change the photo. Wonder nope, Kit Kat doesn't have
I'm
a picture.
I'm going to go to the Argentinian site for ponies and see if I can't find a picture.
I'm writing a letter to Argentina, too.
Unfortunately, the only other site that I know for Argentinian ponies does not have a picture of Sweet Tooth or Up and Away.
Man.
What the heck?
Wow, they really are elusive, aren't they?
How can you not have a picture of that? You would think, come on, all those mint and package ones that were found when these guys hit the scene, you would have thought for sure somebody would have a picture of this.
Right. And a good way to do it, if you don't have the photo to go with the description, is put the description and put like a placeholder there, you know, to you know, space reserved for photo, care to donate, you know, something like that.
If you normally look, if she normally does that, I think maybe she just kind of screwed up a little bit on this one?
Well, building a website is a long, tedious process, as I found out over the past few weeks. So
oh, yes,
maybe she got caught up in the moment and just blanked out and missed a spot. Anyway,
yeah.
Love the site. It's intothesea.com/ My Little Pony. And
yeah, trust
she's got all the countries of the world.
Trust me, doing a website is not easy. I actually took an HTML course to actually do that, so it's not as easy as you think.
So, okay, we know what Up looks like. It sounds like the same one that we all know and love from the U.S. She's sort of a, you know, purple color, dark lavender, light purple, whatever you want to call it, with what kind of pink hair? Is it like the fadey pink hair, like posy pink? And yellow balloons and green balloons. Same thing we're used to. I wonder about a pose change, though, you know, because all the other ones are in the shy pose. I wonder if Up is in, you know, the shy pose or if she's in her not-as-shy pose like we're used to seeing her.
She's probably in her shy pose.
I always liked Up. I thought she was cool. She was the first pony I ever got that had the fadey pink hair that wasn't faded. So she's kind of special to me in that way because I remember buying her at a meet and somebody said, oh, look, her hair is still pink. And I was like, ooh, I have something special.
Yeah, right?
It was one of those beginner collector moments, you know, where you realize you get a good deal.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I found a picture of the Argentinian Sweet Tooth in her blue form. It's in a much better exposure than what we see on that website. So that was kind of
cool. Oh, really?
I found that. Yeah, I just put in Argentina My Little Pony into Google, and, you know, because I'm just, like, getting desperate here looking for pictures. And it's right on the first page for images about,
okay,
I don't know,
I'm
not
going.
Far down. It's not far down, but it's a mint-on-card picture, so you can get and it's a really good color exposure, you know, very true to color to give you an idea of what that blue one. But this is, again, this is Sweet Tooth, not
Right.
Not Love Minus Melody, but it's a better picture than the one that's up on the other thing.
I'm looking at Sweet Tooth, and right below it, oh, look at that. When you click on the picture, it links it to the arena. Potato
yep,
Monkeys.
It sure does.
And there's the other one. There's the red-haired, wow, pretty nice. Blue body, red hair, Sweet Tooth with the pink lollipops and the blue stems. Oh, they look nice. I wonder if this girl has more pictures. I look for a link.
That,
in her
I know. That's
picture.
All I know. It's like, okay, we're trying to like be like all like investigative and follow the trail.
Yeah, if you click on her sale link in the signature, it takes you to a bunch of stuff. It doesn't look like any of it's what we're talking about tonight. There's plenty of Argentina, though. Hey, let's go shopping. See anything you like, little alley cat?
Hey, let me go look. Because there are like two Argentinians on my wallet.
There's a bunch of Argentine in her signature there. She's got sparkler.
No can do.
No?
No can do.
Oh, okay. Well, we won't go there.
We won't go there. Yeah.
We won't go there.
That's a whole other story for texting.
I can quite imagine. But anywho, well, we got to see two out of the three anyway.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
We can imagine what Up, Up, and Away looks like just fine.
Well, we actually got to see two out of the three. What are we talking
about
here?
We saw two out of the three. They showed Tomato back, and they showed, three, if you count looking at KitKat Vintage's site. Yeah, we did see all
three
up close and personal.
Yeah, other than those 1, 2, 3, 4 tickets. No, 1, 2, 3, sorry. That picture is really messing me up. Okay, let's move
right?
on.
It is. Yeah, moving on. What's next?
The Sparkle Ponies. The Burlitos.
Ooh, Los Burlitos.
I like the Burlitos.
Burlitos are the, like, Argentina equivalent to, U.S. Sparkle Ponies. Their bodies have, like, glitter embedded in them, so they're
very shiny. Sort of, like, translucent a little bit, you know, light control.
Right. Translucent, not transparent, where you can look all the way through them and see
right,
your hand on the other side.
Which
translucent,
light is light
yeah.
So they can glow if you put the light behind them.
Or be brilliant, hence the name Burlito.
Yes, the light is flashing off of the... And I can talk about these because... I have a Mint on Card, the very first one.
Ooh. The very first one?
First one that we're going to talk about.
Mint. The first one we're going to talk about, and what a nice one she is.
Yes, she's been dubbed.
Hey, before we do that, though, you know what we got to do?
What's that?
Go to the pony room.
Hello.
Okay, here we go.
Last one up the stairs is our... Oh, that was fast.
Wow,
good
thing I ran.
Well, if you would have been on time, you would have gotten the entire theme song.
Okay, I'm up here now. Are we ready to open the door and take a whiff?
Yeah, let's go in.
All together now. I love the pony room. It was another
it's
nice thing.
It's ponylicious in here.
When Jewel came to visit earlier this week, she could smell the pony room at the top of the stairs.
Oh,
the
I
door
bet.
Was shut. It was that strong.
They just give off this sweet, sweet smell. It's unmistakable, the smell of, like, perfectly kept mint, old, antique, wonderful rainbow pretty pony.
Oh, yes. Totally forgot to mention, we talked about things that we got. And birthdays and everything, I forgot. Kit Kat had made me custom blueberry baskets plushie.
Ooh.
And I got her this week, and she sent her with a birthday hat on her because she was
Aww.
Arriving just before my birthday.
Aww.
How could I forget to mention that? That was so cute. Aww, that
she's
was like,
just best.
Like 5 days ago, so it feels like an eternity, you know? No, actually, it was like a week ago. It was actually a week ago. That's why I didn't remember to talk about it.
I thought as you get older, time is supposed to fly by quicker. See, that's good.
It
that's
is.
Another sign that you ain't Asian.
There you go. I'm not Asian, but my husband and my child are.
Asian.
Oh, there goes the hearing.
Eh? What?
No, I knew what you said. I
You're just being silly.
I was being silly.
So here we are in the fabulous Pony Museum.
The Pony World. Oh, apparently
and
I've got a...
We're looking for something brilliant.
You know how hard it is to dust an entire room of ponies? I do it all in chunks, and by the time you get done, you have to start all over again because the first stuff you did is now dusty.
Pandora Rose, this is your cue to describe it. We are looking for a pony that is...
She's been named... She's been dubbed Sundance because her symbol is basically the same symbol as Sundance.
Right, four hearts in a circle.
Is orange with glitter in it, blue eyes, blue hair that contains tinsel, and the symbol is yellow hearts in
orange stars.
Orange stars.
I always want to do that. Blue moons, silver, green clovers. I'm sorry.
So that's it. You're looking for the love child of G1 Sunspot and G1 Sundance.
Yes.
Sort of, kind of, but the hair is a different color entirely, so you have to throw in somebody else if you want to get a love child out of that.
Oh, boy, it's a real mashup.
It's a, we're
what
not,
color hair?
Who the father is. Blue.
Blue?
It's got that nice, bright blue, sort of like... Let me compare
Ooh.
Her to Majesty. She's got almost Majesty's color, but like a little bit lighter. So I would think maybe closer to quarterback.
Quarterback
Ooh.
Was involved. Oh, that sneaky football player.
I'm thinking, he might be the culprit. Yep, we have a winner. Quarterback. He was visiting.
We have a quarterback hair match, people. So
we do.
She's got quarterback traits, G1 Sunspot, and Sundance. I didn't even know
Good
that
Lord.
The family tree was that twisted. Okay.
And she has tinsel in her hair.
So does Sunspot. What color is the tinsel?
The tinsel is that opalescent tinsel that is like, it's not silver, it's not gold, it's the opal. It's like, all those colors.
It's like a rainbow, like an oil slick.
Yeah, it
rainbow.
Looks like it's like the clear, but with the opal tinsel. You know what I'm talking about? That tinsel that's
yeah.
not a metal,
yeah, we know.
More like a clear plastic.
Yeah, we know opal tinsel.
All
sure.
Yeah, I don't know what else
color.
To call it, but that's what she's got going on, which is pretty darn awesome.
That is pretty cool. No, that's interesting. That's a clue to who the fourth the other grandparent must have been. They inherited the tinsel from them. But I can't think of any ponies that have opalescent tinsel, except the new ones, the G3s. They got it.
Oh, yeah.
That's very interesting. See, it's good that you have that pony in the pony room.
We wouldn't
that we
know.
Can see
huh.
this. We would never know from looking at the thumbnail on the internet.
I know, because I'm checking her out. Like, I'm really, flipping this card around. This is one of the few ponies I left on card, but that I, so badly want to open, but she looks really good on the card, too, so I might just have to get one loose just so I can play with her. But anyway, I got her back when everybody was getting the RGs when they first came onto the scene. Gosh, I wish
when
I
When the getting
more.
Was good.
When the getting was good, but, again, back then, you only have so much. At any one time, you only have so much money you can spend. So you can sit there and say, I wish I had gotten more, but unless you had, $600 just to dump all at once, there isn't enough money for when things
it's
like that
true,
happen.
Right? Back once upon a time, if you could get together $600, you could have, pretty much every Argentina that was out there.
Yeah, for everyone that was out there, they were going for probably around 30 bucks a pop, I want to say.
Right. That's all it would have cost you just not that long ago. Long ago, but not that long ago.
Yeah, but maybe not every single one. But, yeah, you would have gotten a good 20 mint on card Argentinians. Because we sit there, and I think I wound up getting 5 or 6. I got 5 or 6 of them. I mean, come on, do the math. That's still, a pretty penny to be spending all at once. I mean, some people, that's not a big deal to them. But for most of the pony community, dropping $150 when you add shipping and whatnot, it is a good chunk of change, $150.
Yeah, because we're like young people. We don't make that much money.
Yeah.
We're in college.
Too,
we're,
$30
then. Some of us are in high school.
$30 then was like, I guess,
was
kind
a big
of felt
deal.
More like $70 now. You know,
yeah,
like
exactly.
We didn't spend that kind of money really on ponies.
Well, we didn't. $30. We could like go to Great Adventure for that, or hang out for a weekend with our $30 rather than buy a toy.
Back when
there was a lot
hit.
Going on, right? Exactly.
Yeah,
you could buy yourself a new Swatch.
I want to say it was around 2000-2001 that the Argentinians were found. So you got to remember, we had the whole Y2K that everybody was recuperating from, and this was before. This was before the new housing and the economy went crazy. We were still recovering from that little. I think the bubble burst was the dot-com stuff. There was so much stuff going on then that $30 meant more, at least that particular year, I remember. And I could sit there and go, oh, I should have gotten more, but come on. How many ponies? I mean, unless you've really got lots of money that you can spend, you know, I think I got my fair shake.
A few people did,
pony.
And a few
some,
people
yeah,
got
some
lucky.
Some people did. Got like 10, 15 of them. You know, some people did have the money. It's not like there was nobody out there that didn't have the money to do it.
A few people had the foresight to know that this is a limited quantity and that it was going to dry up someday and get them now while they're available because, you know what, these prices aren't going to last forever. They're all going to get bought up and then that's it. Once they pass into second and third hands,
mm-hmm.
the sound of
well,
the price
going
up.
Well, you know, I had the foresight.
Up.
I didn't have the wallet. That was
no,
problem.
You didn't have the wallet. Exactly. You were working. You had a small kid. You have all these bills, stuff to worry about. Who could do it, you know?
Yeah, back
me,
then,
and,
you know, you're still, when
yeah.
Anna was like 5 years old and, you know, you still have two car payments and you still, you know, William wasn't, you know, promoted as much. I had just gotten out of the military, so until other things kicked in, we were like a one income for a little bit. And, yeah, and, you know, a lot of people, whatever the circumstance may have been, just didn't have it. And I know everybody's going, okay, enough, we get it. You guys were broke. But I did manage to get, like I said, five or six. And this is one of them, and she is so cool. This is definitely, guys, the Sparkle Ponies are very unique in Argentina. There are things, like you're saying, unless you have one in your hands that you're just not going to be able to appreciate looking at a picture. Some of them, some of the Argentinians, like the Love Melody we were just talking about, you take a picture of her and you really can get a good representation of what you would see if you saw her in person. But a Sparkle Pony, an Argentinian Sparkle Pony, you're not going to get it unless you hold it in your hands. Because of things like this opalescent tinsel that is so fine. I mean, the tinsel is very fine. It'd be probably pretty hard just to even get it to show up taking a picture. And the glitter that they used in the bodies.
In the bodies. It's a different kind of glitter
totally
from the
different
U.S.
Kind of glitter.
Sparkle ponies. Totally different kind.
The glitter that was in the U.S. ponies is like, you know, traditional kind of glitter, kind of like little
yeah,
squares
kind of
or whatever.
Square and chunky
right.
and large.
The stuff that's in the Argentinians is more like fairy dust. I mean, it's so fine and
ooh.
Small and round. That it does. It looks more like pony genie magic on the pony. And instead of, like, giant pieces of glitter, they really look more like I don't know. I don't want to say like
well,
a diamond,
know
but
the,
like a,
you know
like a
first...
rock. They look like some sort of naturally occurring rock that has speckled glitter in it. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever seen rocks like that?
I do know what you're talking about. And I was going to say the original G3s that came out with the sparkly bodies, they have that over sheen. It's like a glittery, pearly, glittery sheen to them. From a distance, these girls almost look that way. But then when you get up close, you see their bodies are just embedded with this little round glitter, and they just gleam from inside. And it's really
yeah,
cool.
It's different, though, too, because it's so
nice.
Much smaller. Compared to
really tiny
the G3s or the G1s, the glitter, it really is. It's fairy dust that these guys are embedded with.
And lots of it. They
yes.
did not spare. They were sprinkling it in,
gosh.
And someone came and tipped the hand, and the whole bucket went in.
Trying to remember the name of the
lots
stone.
Lots of glitter.
There is an actual gemstone that this is reminding me of, and it's like an amber color. Do you know what I'm talking about? Come on, Karen. I know you know this stone.
I know. I used to have all those pretty crystals and stuff in my collection.
Right. Well, that's what she reminds me of. That's very much her character. And they are just so cool. The glitter ponies in Argentina, they are definitely one of those things that I think a lot of people, they see a picture online, and they're like, it's not that great, you know, not that special. But when you see them in person, you change your mind. You're like, oh, wait a minute. This is a whole nother level. This is unique. That, you know. And then people want them when they see them in person. So that was the general, my knowledge of Sparkle Ponies. So
now, you have her on the card. I'm sorry. You have her on the card. And I noticed that on the card, they don't put the name of the pony underneath the banner. You know, you get the rainbow, Meet the Canyon Pony. But usually there'd be a name there in the U.S. That's
right.
Why this girl, we just call her Argentina Sundance. She really came with no name?
No, no name. It says, it's like in the corner, like a big corner cut, it says Brilitos, like, and it's so funny because it looks like a little kid wrote it in, like, crayon. It
yeah,
must have been,
like bubble writing, right?
That
yeah,
somebody,
like
seriously
writing.
Got their like, 10-year-old daughter or something to, like, write Brilitos in bubble lettering and do a picture, and they're like, okay, add this. And then, yes, the Mi Pequeño Pony, you know, on the rainbow, but there is no name.
I think it's so crazy that they sell them without names. I mean, I can understand it. You know, kids want to name their own toys.
And I'm looking on the back. Yeah, and that's the other thing about these a lot of these Argentinian backs. They don't show you, like how in the U.S. and other countries you see, like, everybody else that comes with this set. On the back of the Brilitos card, it has the original ponies. It has, you know, bubbles and cotton candy and bow tie and seashell and blossom and, you know.
Right. It's got, like, you know, bubbles,
right. They
seashell.
Had names.
Yeah.
They had names.
Two of the original
them,
six, two of the Earth Ponies Year 2, and two of the Sitting Earth Ponies from Year 2. That's what's on
right.
the back. Oh, and instructions on how to braid a ponytail.
Yeah. Right. Everybody needs to know how to braid a ponytail.
We all need how to, yeah, exactly. Useful. But, yeah, you know, they don't name the ponies. These characters don't tie in with any real characters in the American cartoons. I don't even know if they showed the American cartoons in Argentina. Maybe they didn't. Maybe it didn't matter, you know, that this pony didn't have a story or a name. It was just like their pony. They did their own
yeah.
thing in Argentina.
Not real sure what happened there, why they, why it is the way it is, but it is the way it is. So we just call her Argentina. Argentinian Sundance.
There must have been a couple hundred people worked in Argentina on these things. It's amazing to me that nobody could come forward and talk about it. They probably don't even know that there's an interest in these toys, you know? Maybe it was just a job to these people 20 years ago, but...
I'm
know,
sure
us,
it was. Come on, 20 years ago, who was collecting toys to begin with? It wasn't a major... It wasn't looked at as, like,
well,
a major, respectable
yeah.
collecting thing.
No, it wasn't considered that. It was, like, our generation that started this whole insanity with collecting 70s and 80s toys.
Yeah,
but yeah 20
definitely.
Years
I think
toy
the Star Wars
was
toys,
different. It was
the
more
Star
about,
Wars
like,
toys,
mechanical
I think, what did
toys,
it.
Training
I mean,
I
remember
like
seeing
that.
A... I remember seeing a thing on Star Wars and the Star Wars craze and everything else. And Star Wars really did change toys all the way around. They changed toys to be, you saw more of the collectibles, the toy lines, like having a whole series of toys. You didn't really have the same amount of story cohesion and everything else. Star Wars really
yeah,
changed,
right.
you know, the idea of making things collectible.
Yeah. Star Wars
and,
was brilliant.
And that's when it happened.
They,
you know, 70s
they
did it.
They totally took, like, the entire cast of the movie and made a toy of every character in the movie, from Darth
and
Vader all the way down to
spaceship
the Star Trooper.
And every Death Star.
Everything.
And
if you saw
everything.
It in the movie, there was a plastic scale version of it for you to play with. And
but
it was just
oh, yeah.
epic.
Yeah, but that's why, you know, I think also back then, they, like you said, the toy manufacturers, especially in Argentina, where, come on, there are bigger things to worry about than whether or not that pony had a name.
I wish I kept my Star Wars. I totally destroyed so many of those. And then I let a bunch of them go in the yard sale. You know what some of that stuff's worth today?
Oh, I know. And if you got one that has its original lightsaber, if you got like a Luke or a Darth Vader that has his lightsaber still in his arm, wow, you got some money on your hands.
I don't even want to talk about what I did to some of my Star Wars characters. I did keep R2 and 3PO for the longest, though, because I remember I stuck them in a plant. I had a planter, and you know how sometimes people put little ceramic turtles or gophers or whatever it is in their plants? I had the droids.
Yeah.
And that stayed with me for a long time. I wish I knew what happened to it. That's it. I'm going on eBay. I'm getting a 3PO and an R2 tonight. So who's up next in the Brilitos family? Do you have any others in the pony room?
The Brilitos, I sold the other Brilitos I had, which was the next one. Actually, I had her in one of the other poses because I didn't like the pose and she didn't look good on the card and I was going to open her up. So I did sell her. I did have another one, but I sold her.
I was hoping that you had a certain yellow gal, but we'll get to her.
Oh, no, I don't have her, but I would like to have her.
She's last in line.
I
think
last in line, yeah, she's the one I want to get.
Up next is Miss Flutterby, who actually comes in several different forms. Give me actually just 2 quick seconds to get back to my computer. I am so bad. I haven't charged at my earpiece in like probably over a week. And suddenly I'm hearing a beeping in my ear, and I think, wait a minute, maybe is it my phone? And I realize, no, it's my earpiece dying.
My phone was beeping, too. I looked at the phone. It was my silly job trying to call me. Duh. Kind of on the air.
Busy. Sorry.
Busy.
Well, no, it was my earpiece beeping because it really needed to be charged. It was kind of like saying, hello, put me in the wall, charge me, or else I'm going to disconnect your phone call.
You reminded me of Lieutenant Uhura at the Kentucky Fair, Panda, the way you were walking around with that thing in your ear the whole day.
Oh, you mean my earpiece?
The earpiece. But that's like a phone, right? It's a little mini phone. It's not on a wire. It's not attached to nothing, right? It's like one of those Bluetooth dealies.
Yeah, it was my Bluetooth.
Okay.
Well, what do I know?
Technology.
I always kept that in my ear just in case someone calls me. That way, you know, I just hit the button. It's like, yeah, I'm holding ponies here. What do you want?
See, busy.
I'm full of ponies here. What emergency do you have right now?
So Flutterby is still orange, but although she's been given the Brilitos makeover, the Flutterby that we're used to is like either a year two or a year three rainbow pony, and she's totally different pose, different breed, rainbow hair.
Different
what color are butterflies? Butterfly symbol. Yeah, they've given this gal a total like symbol redo and everything.
Yeah, the only reason we even call her Flutterby is because there were like no other G1s with butterflies.
Yeah.
Because really, there is really nothing about this gal that is like Flutterby at all.
Well, let's see. We've got, first up, Flutterby has an orange see-through body filled with glitter. Her hair is white/light pink with tinsel in it. She has blue eyes. And her symbol is 2 pale yellow butterflies with a light blue butterfly nearby. That is her, what is that? Her Earth Pony look. But then she had another look. She has, hello?
Yeah.
Waiting.
Sorry, I'm still not used to actually using the actual phone. It's like, oh, God, are you guys still there?
We're here.
Next up is
the other Flutterby.
Orange/yellow, but this time she's a unicorn.
I like this version. I like her as a unicorn.
And they're saying there's a third version, but I think it's the same version as the first one, just a better. No, it's a different pose.
The pose is different.
Yeah, no,
like,
the pose is different.
I like the crumpet pose the best out of all of them.
So you got the parasol pose, and you got a unicorn pose, like Wendy's pose. And then what's that third pose? Who's that?
Tootsie?
It's a weird angle.
Yeah,
the head doesn't look
pose.
Right.
No.
The head looks wrong. Is the head
raspberry jam? It's like a raspberry jam pose. I'm trying to think of who had that pose first.
Yeah.
Am I right on that?
It looks to me like the head is twisted, like this pony's got a loose neck, and they turn the head to face forward like that, because that just doesn't look normal to me. And as far as this hair being white slash light pink, we know what that means, right? Come on, collector.
Yeah, faded hair.
Fady hair. It happens again and again and again. It's not two different ponies, people. It's the same pony. One has light pink hair. The other one is also had light pink hair, but it faded to white.
Okay, yeah. Now it's bugging me, that pose. I've got to find out which pose that is. It's not Raspberry Jam, because Raspberry Jam is like the other leg.
You know what? Look at Sunspot. Take
I'll
a look at
I
Sunspot. That's Tootsie's pose, right? But if you turn the head on her.
Is it Tootsie's pose or?
Sunspot, I think, is in. She's not in the shy pose. Napper is the one in the shy pose.
Yeah.
Yeah, Napper's in the shy pose.
So that means it's got to be the Tootsie pose.
Why don't you guys
pose.
Talk
no
and I will
like
investigate
that.
Because nobody wants to hear us below.
Argue?
Me. Right, try to figure it all out. You guys go on. And I shall
keep
up the search. I shall keep up the search.
Up
the Kit Kat site. Check everywhere. All right,
there
up next
go.
Is.
Sprinklers, who is yellow glitter filled body with pink hair, light blue eyes. The symbol is light blue ducks, and she's a unicorn.
What is not to love about Argentina Sprinkles, I tell you?
I love
she's
her.
Just
love
so
her.
Pretty. That bright yellow body, screaming bright pink hair. She's like, and the color of her little symbols, her little ducklings, those blue duckies, they're so
that's
cute.
So cute.
It's a perfect harmonious, what do you call that, a complementary primary color combination there, you know?
Yeah.
Those are the three colors that make up all other colors. You can't go wrong with the primaries, and this pony was just really well designed. My only nitpick on her is that those ducks look like backward S's, capital S's. They don't look
like
ducks. They look like fancy lowercase letter I's missing the dot on the top, or they look like backward S's.
Yes, well.
But I have a friend named Baby Blue Ducky. Give her a shout out.
I'm sure
pony is on her wish
pony.
List because it's covered with little baby blue ducks.
And
she's in that windy pose, which tends to tip over quite a bit. But hopefully, hey, maybe you can attest. You decarded any of your Argentine ponies, little alley cat? How's the plastic on these gals? Is it pretty strong or is it thin?
Let me go check. You know what? The plastic is pretty comparable to the U.S. I did decard my Argentinian Christmas pony because the card was just deplorable. And I was so glad to get her off the cart because she is so awesome.
If you still are in the pony room or nearby, could you give
I'm
her a
in
little
the pony room.
Squeeze?
I'm picking her up. And I would
give
say the plastic is nearly identical to the U.S. plastic. It's
U.S. plastic of a regular pony or of a sparkle pony?
Like a regular, like if anything, maybe maybe even a tiny bit thicker, maybe a little thicker.
Oh.
And the smell. The smell is very similar, too. I mean, now I can't
really?
Speak for every single Argentinian pony, but I am pawing my Argentinian Christmas pony. And, I would say that the quality of the plastic is, like, identical. Thickness and...
Seeing as how you're holding the Christmas pony...
Yes.
Yeah, why don't we just talk about her next, since you have her out.
Yes. And her name is Felicidad. She is white with bright green eyes. She has red and green hair. The symbol is two red and white candy canes tied together with a big green bow.
Isn't she festive?
She's awesome. She, out of all the Christmas ponies made, is my favorite. I think she totally dusts the U.S. Christmas ponies.
Oh, absolutely. The one with the big Santa face on it, there's no comparison. This is a prettier, classier.
Well, even stockings. Stockings just doesn't quite do it for me either. You know, it just...
Yeah,
okay.
I've got to say this
she's
one's
better,
a beauty.
But the Argentinian one is just awesome.
Stockings is just cool, though. I mean, I can't really compare
her
to this.
She's cool, but she's in the birth month pose and,
yeah, the original,
you know, same hair. All
puppy
they did was give
pose.
Her a new stamp, you know, so
yep.
I don't like that about her. I do like stockings, don't get me wrong, but if I have to pick one or the other, you know, come on, off the shelf she goes.
Hey.
So the Christmas Argentinian pony, you know, they were making her basically from scratch. You know, they planned this pony. You could tell this was special. This wasn't just stick a different stamp on there and call it good. They
right.
did the hair, they did the symbol, they did the eyes, they did everything. You know, gave her a Christmas comb, Christmas tree comb, just like how the Christmas pony in the U.S. got.
Oh, she does have the same. She has the
same
comb as Mary Treat.
Yes, same exact comb. And I don't think she came with a ribbon, or else it would be sitting on her right now. If she came with a ribbon, I know their ribbons were very, very thin. Now, if you want to talk about quality, that was, like, I'd say the one area you saw a quality difference was in the ribbons.
I don't know what kind of ribbon I would put on her. Like, red
she
would
had a ribbon,
clash
it was white.
With the green
it was
bow
like
on her symbol.
Color.
Green would clash with the color of her hair.
You'd
gold
put
would look kind
you'd
of pretty.
Put silver or gold on her.
Silver or gold. I'd go metallic on that if I was going to dress her.
Metallic on it. You would definitely do like a little metallic
yeah,
ribbon on her.
Yeah, that's what she needs, a little bit of glitz. And
yeah.
She's just really, really pretty.
And you know what else?
I like, go ahead, what?
Just so you know, because she's a cream color, she is a solid cream color all the way through. She is not white on the inside and discolored on the outside. Now, it might just be part of the aging process that that turns her plastic cream.
All the way through?
But she is a solid, not blotchy, not more on one side or the other, or more on the inside or the outside, solid color cream. So her color is what she is, and I believe that is probably the color she was produced in, more than likely, unless the lead weight inside her body is having some sort of interaction. I don't know if that's lead, actually, but they did a similar thing with the way they put the tails into the Argentinians. I'm not going to touch it to find out if that's lead, but it doesn't quite look like the Mexican pony lead weight, but they do have, like, the string, like where they bound, used string to fish the tail through and then left the string on that they had did that with and then used like a weird piece of metal to kind of clamp it down and everything else. It doesn't quite look like the lead, but it might be. I'm not touching it.
I did not know that. See, here on My Little Pony Talk, we go deep inside.
Yeah. We will go
pony.
There for you. Matter of fact, let me get my Mexican pony. I know we're not in Mexico, but I need to compare these tail washers. Let me pop off the head on the Mexican.
We're going to pop the head off this pony live on the air.
There it goes. Okay. And
it, I actually heard it.
Did you hear it?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it looks the same. Looks like it might be the same, except there's more lead in the Christmas pony. So it is possible. Maybe the lead discolors, has like a chemical reaction and completely discolors. Do not play with the washers on your Argentinian ponies. I suspect
they're not toys. They're just pony guts. Just don't play with your Argentine ponies, period. How's that?
I guess I better go wash my hands now that I've been rubbing her hair. But she's awesome. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous. Hair quality is a little different, but the plastic, like I said, plastic is very solid, and the paint job is pretty comparable to the quality that you see on the U.S. ponies. They're maybe a little bit more likely to have like some of those little subtle mistakes you'll see with the stamping of the eyes, or maybe a slight overlap of the symbol paint.
Right,
pretty
a little
good.
Misstamping
just
here
a
and there.
Stamp,
it happens.
But very slight. It's very slight. So, considering she's from a South American country, her quality is very good. And you know, I don't think you can actually. In Argentina, I don't know.
Argentina's a pretty Europeanified South American country.
Yeah, I mean,
country.
Them and Brazil, you know, they're not...
Both
really
both of those countries are very, very, you know, a lot of old world people moved there into the new world after World War II.
You can't lump them in with a lot of the other South American countries as far as the kinds of the quality of materials that will come out of there and stuff like that can very often be comparable to first world countries.
Yeah, anywhere where there's horse culture, you know, it just goes without saying that Argentina, having so many Europeans, would have a lot of horse culture, and there you go, pony madness sprung up. So to the extent that they were willing to make their own Christmas pony and design a symbol for it, I mean, this pony, this Christmas pony from Argentina, has a symbol that doesn't appear on any other pony that we know of, right? She's very unique in that way. Panda already said it once, but I think it bears repeating. She's got a really nice symbol. And it's not, you know, like ho, 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 Santa Claus. It's actually kind of like, you know, classy.
It's very tasteful.
I would like to put a wreath around her neck. I think she'd look good like that. Now I need that. Now that's on my wish list. Darn it.
Oh, she is, there are some countries. You sit there and, I don't know if you play this game, but I play this game all the time, especially since we have been doing the show. You know, if I could only have three ponies from this country, which ones would be it for me? And if I could only have five, because these guys got a lot more ponies, I'll give myself a bigger allowance. If I could only have five ponies from this country, which ones would it be?
Yes.
And when you're talking about Argentina, Felicidades, definitely on that list. If you can only have, say, three ponies from Argentina, one which should be a winger, one should be Felicidades, and for me, you know, a sparkle pony. But everybody else has their own thing for that. But definitely, she is on the top of the list.
That's one of the coolest things about My Little Pony line is the diversity in it. There's something for everybody. All these different sizes, colors, body types, gimmicks, accessories, sizes,
name
it. I mean, I didn't know when I started collecting them that there were this many. I had no clue.
Neither did I. When I first started, it was kind of like,
Didn't you think there were 30 ponies and then that would be that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then it never ends. You get all the U.S. ones, and then you look into the other countries, and then they make new lines and all these accessories to go with it, and it's insane.
When we started doing the show and I realized, oh, dear Lord, there's more out there. There's more in other countries. Oh, dear Lord. I think my wish list grew about five times larger.
Well, that's because there's five times more ponies manufactured in all the other countries combined compared to the U.S. Seriously,
yeah.
I mean, there are just, if you just look at the U.S., and I don't know, and I still, one of these days, I got to find out the number and write it down. I don't know how many were made, individual ponies in the U.S., but seriously, it's got to be at least five times more that number when you look at the ponies across other countries.
I used to know how many U.S. ponies there were, but I've forgotten.
Is it under 1,000 or more than 1,000?
It's right around 1,000. You know, who knows, if you can look up Drusilla, she has the complete U.S. set. It's on her website. She posts the number that there are. Anyway.
Oh, well, there you go. We'll go to Drusilla's site. I'm pretty sure I have her bookmarked. I have so many things bookmarked.
I think it's like Undead 455 or something kind of like that. She advertises it everywhere.
Tomcat totally makes it. He's like, why do you bookmark? Why don't you just, you know, bookmark the entire web? Because my bookmarks are just ridiculous. I've got like 300 bookmarks. And I use them, especially in the ponies. I use all those bookmarks on a pretty regular basis.
Oh, boy. I have so many pony bookmarks. You know you're a pony fan when you have an entire folder dedicated to your pony bookmarks.
Oh, I do. I have a pony folder, and you have to scroll through the bookmarks to see them all because there's more than what the screen will show.
I have maybe 20 flower sites bookmarked, but I have over 200, probably, conservatively speaking, pony websites bookmarked, just so I don't have to be bothered Googling. I know they're all there, and I retitle them what I remember them as, you know, so-and-so's site, this site, that site.
Okay, I'm at Drusilla's site.
And then she has, like, a collection page?
Need list, want list, trade list.
while she looks at that, what do we, should we go on? Are we done talking about the beautiful Christmas pony that I want?
I think we should move on, because I think we might actually finish Argentina tonight.
No,
oh, I'm
we're
game.
Not going to finish Argentina. Did we ever talk about all the babies and everything else? I think we're just on page one of Argentina. There's a whole page two of the Windy Wings and the babies.
Well, we
we're
have the
done.
Elitas.
We're
not
going to
be finished with
done.
Elitas tonight. There's a few of them. There's a bunch of babies.
Yeah, there's
well,
a whole
maybe we'll finish
page.
The adults. We'll finish the pony adults.
Yeah, maybe the adults. Maybe the adults. Mm, yeah, we could probably get the adults done.
Are we having
okay, yeah, you're
tonight?
Right. Never mind. Yeah, there is.
Like, there's a whole world you're missing out there, Panda.
Oh, Panda, wait till you see. Darling, the best is yet to come.
Well,
oh,
then
yeah.
Let's
these
finish off page one tonight so we can do page start page two next week.
Sweet.
Next up is
do you remember
when
I said we would still be doing Argentina throughout the entire summer? Who was right?
Yeah, you were.
Thank you.
Well,
okay.
If we didn't take off a few days.
We took off 2 days. But we'd still, I don't know, we would still be doing Argentina. I think it's going to take us a good 2 days, maybe three, to get through the rest. So.
Hey, we're entitled to our summer break, right?
Oh, yes.
Everybody gets a summer break. Everybody does.
Well, up next, I think this will be Cara's, Cara Red Rose's favorite.
Oh.
The Wedding Pony.
Oh,
Novia, who
I'm
is
such
white
a sucker. Yes. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
With truly symbol a
wow.
purple dove, green mm. heart, flanked by two small green hearts, and she is, has white hair with silver tinsel, and came with a wedding outfit, and she's also carrying a cute little green flower in her beak.
Do you have this one, Karen?
You got not yet. She's on the
really?
Want list. I mean, yeah, you know, being a florist and being a hopeless romantic, you know, I just love wedding-y ponies because they're sweet, they're white.
I thought for
pretty.
Sure you would have had this one.
No, maybe someday. How come,
I'm
how come
like
in parentheses?
Better than Truly.
I've tried to get her a few times. I want her only mint in box, so you know,
that
finding
makes
her
it more difficult.
Did she come in a box or is it a card? Maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree here, shopping
no idea.
For a card.
I
well,
have no clue,
anyway.
But she does come with a wedding outfit, so she might come in a box.
It would probably make more sense for her to be in a box.
Yeah, because, I
just
mean,
so you know,
every other one came in a box.
I'm at Drusilla's site here. It says she has the complete North American set, but she doesn't have a number.
All right, let me go on the TP and look up the post. She did her website over recently. Let me find it.
Maybe that's what did it. I can go back to the Google.
My little pony. G1.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 as we're Googling. La, 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 la.
I know. This is one of those stories that you really, or not stories. This is one of those things that just has forever been bugging me. I need to know how many freaking ponies were released in the United States. Somebody out there knows.
You know we're going to get emails about this. Because it's probably some obvious place that we're not looking.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get it tattooed to, like, my foot or something so I never forget. Because it's one of those questions I think I've asked myself, I don't know how many times over the years.
I mean, this should be in frequently asked questions. You know, I do the FAQ for the TP. I should just put it in there. When we find it, I'll put it in. This is how many ponies there are in the complete U.S. set. No, I don't want the complete DVD set. No, I don't want the book. No, I don't want to go to Amazon. How many ponies were there?
Has anyone tried just counting how many there are photographed in?
Do you have any idea? I have a hard time counting my ponies without losing track, and I have them in person where I can, like, touch each one as I'm counting, and I still inevitably mess up at some point along the way. Which, by the way, I have over 900.
Wow.
And I have
holy
930.
Cow. Have you passed up Jewel now?
No, not even. Gosh, there are people with so much more than me.
You know, it's really funny. Speaking of counting, one person asked me at work how many ponies I have, and I said, I think the last count I have is 300. And they're like, holy cow. And it's like, oh, that's nothing. That just means I'm still in the...
You're still collecting baby.
I'm still in the novice category. There's some with 700, 800, 900 and more.
Yeah, I messed up. Once I got to around 930, I kept messing up because then it gets confusing. Do you count the Ponyville? Do you count the Petites? Do you count the Plushies? Do you count the... So I have over 900 solid ponies, but then when you start getting into do you count customs, do you count fakies, all that, I mean, you could probably easily tack on another 100.
Oh, you would have laughed. When I had all the checklist printed off, I counted each every set. I had a G1, and I had G1 with the Petites, the Plushies. I had the G2 count. I had the G3 count with the Ponyvilles and the Plushies for that one. It was like they were each individual count.
My goodness. It's a lot of counting. Yeah, it's when you get into all these other, you know, variants and stuff like that. I mean, where do you draw the line? Like, I would say just the ones that were sold in U.S. stores, not, you know, I mean, count mail order separate, you know, just count up all the sets. That'll be like your core number. Then add in every mail order there is. I wouldn't count weird things like, you know, factory flukes and stuff like that. They don't make unique My Little Ponies. How many unique My Little Ponies are there in the G1 line? So many. I can't find it. It's driving me nuts. Okay,
let me
look.
No, that should be, you would think. I mean, come on. How many years has this been going on, Karen? I mean, I know
she's
been
talking about her
solid 12 years. People ask this all the time. I know we're totally going off track here about the Argentinian thing, but people, I don't care. Whoever's listening, somebody, email us. So we really need to move on because we spend, like, what, 10 minutes talking about this, and we're not finding an answer.
Let's see.
Are we ready to move on?
Yeah, I think so.
We're just going to have to let it go for now because it's going to take a while to
yeah, here Drusilla says she's moved on to getting every accessory. That's her new goal. See, even when you get every My Little Pony there's always something new to collect. Now she's decided to go for completion with the accessories.
Oh, God bless her. I only got crazy about accessories for the ones that have really unique accessories, you know, the brothers, the princesses,
the bride,
the ballerinas, whatever, you know, the big things for the baby ponies. But when you want to get down to, like, all the different, you know, ribbons and combs, I don't go quite to that level. Just for the ones that are known for their accessories.
So are we ready to move on?
Sure, you move on. Me and Karen will be, like, quietly still looking for the answer.
Up next are the Rockin' Beat Ponies. First up is
an unknown. I bet Karen
loves
them.
An unknown namer. It is a green unicorn with blue eyes. She has a white forelock, while the rest of her mane is red. So it's kind of like, hi, I got a white streak in my hair, and you can so tell I've got a white streak. Her symbol is a collection of yellow and red circles, triangles, and starbursts. And she came with a pink guitar brush.
I don't like her not having a name. I really think somebody should have given her a name by now. We've known about her for years and years, and she's still known as the Unknown Pony. I have a feeling that she was involved with the Rockin' Beats and they, you know, she left the band, moved out, left the country, doing her own thing, living a life of seclusion in Argentina.
She recorded the first album, but was replaced before its release.
Yeah, you know, she was like too ahead of the game. The record companies didn't understand her, you know, point of view, where she was coming from. She had definite, you know, she didn't want to be like just some pop band. She wanted to be, you know, take it to the next level. But the rest of the band, they wanted to cash in. Yeah, exactly.
She wanted to do that real music stuff. And that just doesn't work out. Come on.
Right. Never does.
No. Take the fame. Worry about your musical integrity later, okay? If there are way too many examples out there of people that left the bands right before they hit it big, and my heart breaks for them, you know? I mean, that is just not something you want to live with.
Everything about her, you know? Just the crazy, the jarring colors, the reddish-orange hair against that weird green body.
It's not just reddish-orange, guys. It has a yellow streak.
With a yellow streak. She's punk rock.
You have to go to Kit Kat's site yet again. She has this mint on card and a much better close-up picture. This girl's hair is crinkled. She's got the crinkle hair. Crimped. It's crimped. The hair is crimped, and she has a yellow streak, a very definitive yellow streak that makes the hair look a bit oranger. The hair actually looks more orange next in this particular picture with the vibrant hot pink guitar brush and everything else. It does look more like it's orange hair with a yellow streak.
Yep, it's extremely bright hair. And, yeah, the streak does look golden.
Yeah.
Eyes are blue, which doesn't go with the rest of her. She's definitely an artist, this pony, okay? She's marching to the beat of her own drum. Yeah.
Oh, they're saying forelock. They're saying white forelock. Now, you know what? I can't tell. Maybe
yeah, look where it's
white
rooted.
Forelock.
Look where the,
I mean,
look where the yellow slash gold whatever white hair is. It's rooted
but
right
in the
front. But is
it white hair that looks golden because it's with red hair, or is it actually yellowish golden hair? That's a good question.
That would be one to ask the owner of this particular sample specimen.
Because in the picture,
it looks
golden yellow or something. But again,
it
could
be platinum. You know, like Marilyn Monroe. You know, it's blonde, but it's almost white.
Yeah, but you know, maybe it's white. It might be white. We'll just have to wait.
Could be like
a
pearly
definite answer.
Yeah, I think it might be like a pearly white, and because the bottom of the hair is laying against that reddish color, it might be shining through and giving it like an orangey yellow cast.
Right. Well, we talked about that before. So often the white hair in so many countries use a translucent hair to be the white hair as opposed to hair that's actually been dyed white.
Dyed white, yeah.
So
right,
it can often take on the hues that are surrounding it if the hues are strong enough.
Got that right.
So that is a very possible explanation, although to me in this picture she really, really does look like she's a golden blonde as opposed to white.
Going back to the IntoTheSea.com, you'll see our next pony up might provide a clue. The thumbnail is clickable for the second Rock and Beat pony, and if you make it larger, take a look at her forelock.
She looks like she's got the same thing going on, doesn't she? And again, it looked more like an intentional yellow or golden color to me than it does white.
Definitely.
This one definitely says, Half Note is an orange pony with pink and yellow hair. She has green and magenta sparkles and other symbols.
Well, you know, to be fair, the person that did Where the Rainbow Ends based her descriptions often off of the pictures she was looking at.
That she might have been given in many cases. I mean,
she may not have had the actual pony
in a room.
But, like, there was that infamous pony that had been attacked by a child with a marker that I can't remember which one it was offhand. But I remember the descriptions, you know, she had this crazy multicolor hair. And we're like, wow, that's really awesome, but that just doesn't seem right.
Nobody else has a hair job like that.
But her description says that this is the way the pony came, obviously just going off of the picture rather than the fact that, no, that pony does not come like that. That was a kid in a marker. It's interesting. That's one of the things I find interesting about this site, you know, is sometimes those errors of or misinformation that she may have, or he, can sometimes be fun to track down if in fact, you know, this is true, or can we get a better information. It's like a game of itself.
Yeah, it really is. And I do know one collector, sort of, well, I don't know her, but, you know, I've talked to her. She's in Argentina, and she knows about as much as we do about the origins of these toys. It seems like it's been pretty much lost in time, a lot of these, you know, questions.
Again,
I can tell
you, back then when these things were being made, you know, did you think about back in the 80s to find out about the origins and whatnot of what was going on with the toys being created? No, look, it's another pony on TV, you know, unless you were really into it. And so Argentina is no different. I mean, just because she was from Argentina and lived in Argentina maybe at the time doesn't mean she's going to know anything. It's like going to another country and somebody asking if you know, do you know Bruce Willis because you're from the United States? And, no. Why would I? You know, do you know the origins of My Little Pony just because you're from Argentina? No.
Yeah. Do you know
Why
my friend Joe? He lives in Argentina, too. No, we're talking
right.
about a big country and a lot of people and a lot of, you know.
Yeah.
Hello, big wide world out there.
Heck, I could be from Rhode Island and Bruce Willis could be from Rhode Island and I still wouldn't know him, okay? It could be the smallest
right.
state in our around and doesn't mean you're going to know him. But same thing. I mean, you really hope, especially with the international collectors that we have, you hope that they're going to have little gems of information, and sometimes they do. They really do. But to expect it, you know, particularly with the more recently added countries, that's just kind of, it's like an unfair hope, you know. Place all our
I don't know what
you
mean about recently added countries, but I know when I talked to Italian collectors, they were able to tell me much great detail about the packaging of their ponies and how when they grew up, they didn't think their ponies looked unusual until they started seeing what we had, and our ponies looked unusual to them because it wasn't
right.
what they were used to seeing, different boxes, different colors, you know.
Right. But then, and it's also the culture as well, you know, what was going on in these different countries at the time that these toys were being produced, and how much did that particular country's kids really latch on to that toy line? We see it with other generations of My Little Pony. You know, the G2s were thoroughly embraced in Europe compared to how they were embraced in the United States. So we don't really know. You know, part of the reason may be, you know, how well, I would like to think Argentina was probably one of the countries where they were the most well-received, given the extensive line that Argentina has. But that's not to say that that the information was as widely available.
Nope, it's not. But, you know, we're always looking, we're always listening. I think it would be great if, you know, we knew more people down in Argentina that could, like, do the research. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's just go on Facebook and just start asking for Argentinian friends.
You go on Facebook. I refuse to get Facebook.
I know you do.
Oh, wait, our show has
out.
Facebook. That's what everyone says. I don't care. I'm waiting for MySpace and Facebook to merge. They'll call it Spacebook.
If it wasn't for Facebook, I would have, like, virtually no happy birthday wishes. I've got, like, 50 people wishing me a happy birthday today on Facebook. And if it wasn't for that, I would feel rather lonely in the birthday universe.
Did they sing to you, Little Alley Cat?
No, they did not. It wasn't quite as special as you guys. I mean, granted, nothing can
When are you coming to New York? We got to go to karaoke sometime. I know a place that does punk rock karaoke. Come on.
Oh, Tomcat is very unhappy with me for saying that, as if his card and arrival did not matter in my birthday world.
Oh, Tomcat, so in a different
circle matters.
It matters.
My husband and my child and
boyfriend's
my
husband,
friends.
They totally go in their own category. But
see, you get your own category. Don't be mad. I'm just talking about in general. I mean, come on. Unless you work at a big office building and they throw you a party, you're not going to get 50 people wishing you a happy birthday.
No.
Unless you're on Facebook.
And they all know it's your birthday.
Did Argentina have a birthday pony? Did they have a party pack? I guess we'll get to that. That's probably on page 2 if they did.
Yeah, speaking of pages, we got 7 more minutes and we have 2 ponies left. I think we're actually going to
Hey, hey, hey. Let's do it.
Next up is the Disco Ponies, which are the Dancing Prance Ponies. First up is Songster. She is purple Earth Pony with green hair and a green microphone.
A disco diva, if there ever was one.
Oh, no,
I think
at her. Imagine her, if you will.
Purple, green hair. You know, I like the two Argentinian disco ponies.
I do. In this case, I'm not being sarcastic. I like purple and green against each other on this pony. She's not bad. I wouldn't kick her off the shelf.
And you know what's interesting? If you go to, if you go to our resident guru's site, it's not really purple, guys. Wait a minute. Purple Earth Pony, green hair, green microphone symbol. All right, we're talking about something else. Apparently, she's got a picture of another Dance and Prance pony that is not, but it's not on that site.
Oh, here we go
something
again.
Something else is going on. Guys, go and look at what I'm looking at.
This happens a lot, okay, with our resident guru's site, because this site, it tries to be complete, but sometimes here and there they miss one.
I think we have a major error here, because the site, Kit Kat pictures show the other pony that is correct, but they show a pony that is, more of a coral color. With a purple boombox and green hair.
Definitely. I see one with a boombox and green hair, yes.
So unless there is a third Dance and Prance, then, which is possible, but unless there's a third Dance and Prance, then there's an error going on.
Well, you could pull up the Argentina spotlight if they did a spotlight on Argentina.
Okay, fine.
Everything's going dead. My earpiece is going dead. My phone is going dead.
Oh, mine's been beeping at me for 5 minutes.
All right, yeah, we got 4 minutes, people.
Phone, hold on there. Let's see who gets disconnected first with a dead battery.
Hold on 1 second. Let me go over to my computer and let me see who's next, okay?
All right, you guys might hear a bleep, or you might not hear a bleep. I'm going to plug my phone into the wall here.
Okay, be right back.
I don't want to get hung up on. Well, I'll say goodbye to you all now in case you guys get disconnected. And thank you for giving me such a great happy birthday. And I love you guys.
You're done with it.
We love you back. Big pony hugs.
Pony hugs. All right, Disco Ponies. Oh, guess
the
what?
Last
there
one
is? There is a purple one with the green microphone. It's just that Kit Kat has the pink one that is not on the site, and apparently there may also be a green one. So it's not that the information is necessarily incorrect, it's just incomplete.
Yeah, you know how those Dance and Prance ponies are. They travel in packs. There
right.
has to be more than two.
So there is the purple pony with the green hair and the green microphone symbol. There is Swinger, the yellow one.
Hey, we haven't talked about her yet.
Well, I thought we had, but I thought I was trying to wrap this up.
Yeah, we were trying to wrap it up in a hurry. Sorry to steal your thunder.
And they have two colored hair, not just one. Swinger, who has the yellow body and the pink earphones, her hair is green and like a magenta pink, like a hot
pink. It's like a G2. It's a bi-colored hair, just like G2s have. It's one stripe of something and then another stripe on the bottom.
And this other one that's pink with green and what looks like white or very, very, very light pink hair is the bi-color on that one. And then, of course, the one they talked about, the Songster with the purple and green hair and the green microphone symbol. And then there's one more that, according to the Argentinian site, is green, but it just has a bunch of question marks next to it because they need a pick donation.
A lot of question marks.
Question mark, green? Pick donation, Hello?
Another question to be answered. Boy, there's a lot of question marks when it comes to foreign ponies.
Things are still being found. New countries are being found. New color combinations, new ponies.
I want to discover a pony.
It's been 10 years, and we still don't have a picture of this particular pony.
if I had discovered the green rockin' beat, I would have given her a name, and they'd be calling her by that name to this day. I got to get out there more. I'm going on an expedition. Who's with me? Let's go to Argentina.
You could have been a trailblazer.
I could have been. I could have been a contender.
You could have.
Instead of a bum.
Well, Ben, this ends page one of the Argentinians.
We did
it. Means next
with
week.
With a minute to spare.
But next week, we will start on page two.
Same pony time, same pony channel.
I'm so proud of us. Not only were you here, Karen, but we actually...
Hey, later, 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 later. Not on the show, please.
We actually accomplished something. Well,
yay!
Both. I'm sure our listeners really appreciate all the pony talk. But you know what we missed?
We missed snack time.
We miss pony snack time. So I think we should all get our pony snacks while we're saying goodnight.
I'm grabbing my pony snacks now. Well, we had ice cream and cake. That was good.
Yeah, there we go. We had ice cream and cake. That was our pony snack time.
So, yeah, well, okay, that might be explaining why. I can only have so much sugar.
So,
but are we ready for kimono?
Till next week, pony bye-bye.
Next week, pony bye-bye.
This is Kimono, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
I'm still waiting for some Asian person to send us some hate mail over that.
Could happen. How dare you guys?
Well, hey, I based it off of a coworker I was working with, and she is Asian.
Yeah, that we all recognize it, but it's still, come on, some Asian people might find that patronizing.
Well, that's how she said it. That's how she said bye-bye.
Okay, that's how she says bye-bye. That's fine, but I think you're missing the point. But I don't have a problem with it. I think it's cute. But I'm just saying some Asian people might not. Even
I don't know.
I'm modeling this after a real person.
I'm part Norwegian, and that line in the movie, The Dinner for Schmucks or whatever it is, where he goes, oh, I speak your language. I think that's hysterical. I don't know. I can laugh today.
Is that Norwegian?
I think it's Swedish or Norwegian or something dumb like that. You know, he's talking
Swedish.
Like the Swedish chef Muppet.
Yeah.
Swedish, Norwegian, it's all very similar.
Well, you know, I think it depends, you know, how much you have in you as to whether or not you're going to take offense and if you're from that country and how much diversity training you received growing up.
And I think we're getting off topic for bye-bye time.
Oh, yeah. It really is bye-bye time. Panda's
got
work tomorrow.
Yeah,
definitely.
We got to go before somebody gets in trouble.
Till next week, guys. Talk to you guys
later. Next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello?
Yeah. The show is over. We actually ended on a... reasonable time.
And you're still on, Kat.
What's Sienna doing? You tell her to do stuff with her name?
Little Alley Cat.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Hang up the phone. Oh, well, we're not alone. But we will leave you alone now. Till next week. Bye.